I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Remember that huge 7.5 magnitude earthquake that hit Central Asia last week? No? Well, you wouldn't be alone. Despite the damage it caused in Pakistan, that story has completely dropped off the global stage. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International says the displaced are trying to survive with no food, water, or shelter in snow. Pakistan has rejected outside help, but FMI has 24 gospel partners on the ground ready to respond. They need the resources to get things moving.
A gift of $50 can help with making sure that a small family has a set of warm clothes and the blankets they need. A gift of $100 can provide that for a larger family, a family of four, as well as provide food for a week.
Do you think you can help? We'll give you the starting point at the end of today's broadcast. And the conversation may be over in Central Asia, but a new one's beginning in Togo. Beautiful Feet International is opening its first pregnancy center there later this month. The pregnancy centers often function as churches in disguise. President Melissa Hyland explains.
There are a lot of people that would not come in to a church, but when they find themselves in a pregnancy, an unplanned pregnancy, then they start to look for help and they start to look for answers.
At Beautiful Feet Pregnancy Centers, moms-to-be don't just learn how to care for babies, they learn about Christ, too.
People have been sending us girls one at a time, even though our center has not opened yet.
At our website, Hyland shares the story of a woman dedicated to Satan who came to Christ and will be discipled through the new pregnancy center. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Pro-life issues are everywhere. This month, with your support of Mission Network News, we'll send you Randy Alcorn's Why Pro-Life. Get yours by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.